Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Wednesday, December 17th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, there is a lot of social media news to talk about. We'll get into Instagram's new TV app. We've got some more information about where it's going to be launching and what it's going to look like. We'll also hear about an update to Twitter DMs. I can't believe we're talking about Twitter in 2025, but there's an update there that I think is important to know about. We'll also get into some YouTube news and strategy. YouTube is adding still images into shorts, and we are going to hear from Renee Ritchie, creative liaison from the YouTube team, all about how to use YouTube collabs effectively, how it works when you add someone as a collaborator, and more importantly, what happens to the revenue. We'll also hear about some updates to the Edits app, plus other things. All of that, plus the Wednesday waffle after the break. Welcome back. Let's start with the biggest news of the day, which has to do with the Instagram for Television app. The head of Instagram, Adam Mosseri, posted on his account, quote, "Today we're kicking off a test of Instagram for TV in the United States, starting with Amazon Fire TV devices. We're bringing reels from your favorite creators to the big screen so you can watch content together. You can browse reels organized into channels based on your interests and search for creators you love, and we'll be adding more features and support for additional TV devices over time. Hope you enjoy this one," end quote. Interestingly, there is a video with a few screenshots of what this Instagram for TV app is going to look like. And it's interesting because when you first open the app, it asks, much like Netflix or Disney Plus, who is watching, which indicates that you can have multiple accounts signed in on one television. So if each member of the family has their own Instagram account, you can ensure that you're watching the videos that relate to your interests and the things that you care about, as opposed to someone else in your family. If you want to see this video, I will link to it in the show notes so that you can see it for yourself. Let's move on to some edits news. The @creators account posted that there are new effects in the Edits app that you need to know about. You can now easily apply effects to specific people or objects in your videos to make them pop. You can add labels to an outfit, outline a person for emphasis, or easily blur faces in your videos. They show some examples of what this is like, and a person is holding up a variety of different clothing, and as they hold up the clothes, a little pop-up bubble appears right on the item of clothing, indicating what that item of clothing is. As the item of clothing moves throughout the shot, the little bubble indicating what it is stays right on top of the piece of clothing. This is a really interesting feature. Happy to see that the edits team has added this. There are also a bunch of new fonts and sound effects added to edits. They're really working on this app to improve it, so nice to see these small incremental updates. Let's move on to a quick hit of Twitter news. The messaging part of Twitter for DMs has been broken out into a separate messaging app, which you can access by going to chat.x.com. So you can spend time DMing without necessarily spending time on the Twitter platform. I'm talking about this because this is the exact opposite of what Threads has. If you want to respond to Threads DMs, you can only do that from mobile. But what X is doing is to give you a separate messaging app that you can use on your desktop. I really like this idea overall. If you spend time DMing with people and you write long messages, to be able to do that from a keyboard is infinitely better. I'm really hoping this encourages the Threads team to ensure that you can send DMs from the desktop for Threads as well. Okay, let's move on to the YouTube news. The team at YouTube says, quote, "We're experimenting with showing image posts in the Shorts feed to help creators reach their audience with posts in a new place. Creators can include up to 10 images in their posts, making them a great way to tell a story," end quote. Are you wondering where they got this idea? Instagram and TikTok have had this implemented for a really long time, so clearly YouTube is playing a little bit of catch-up in this regard, but I give them credit. They are trying to make things better for creators as much as they can. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to hear from Renee Ritchie, who's the YouTube creator liaison with YouTube's vice president of product, as they interview a YouTuber called Andrew Edwards, and they talk about new features that have been added to YouTube and how to use them strategically. Stick around. Do you ever think about how many places online have your personal data? You've probably signed up and created accounts on so many websites, but plenty of other shady places get your personal data without your consent. by doing things like buying your personal information without your permission. If you think about it, it's absolutely infuriating that your information can be bought, sold, and used by individuals and businesses without your consent. And that's where Incogni shines. Incogni automatically removes your personal data from hundreds of data brokers, and they even support suppression lists, which means that data brokers will never be able to recollect any personal information that could be associated with you. Take back your personal data with Incogni. Go to incogni.com/IGnews and use the promo code IGnews to save 60% on an annual plan. That's incogni.com/IGnews to save 60%. The link to sign up with all the discounts is also in the show notes. Protect your personal data and ensure it stays protected. Welcome back. We're now going to hear from YouTube creator liaison Rene Ritchie as he talks with YouTuber Andrew Edwards and YouTube's Vice President of Creator Product as they get into some of the new features that YouTube has been rolling out lately and how to use them strategically. Here's the clip.
A lot of the ask came from the larger creators. Yeah. They wanted a way to uplift smaller creators and share them with a broader audience. And so we sprinted, and here you have it, Collabs.
And Collabs have been a thing like for a long time on YouTube. Absolutely. But it's nice to have a structure for them.
Yeah, yeah. How does this work? You collab with someone, right, or multiple people. Mm-hmm. I assume multiple people.
Would it be up to five.
Okay, up to five. Let's say I collab with four others, and we've each accepted the collab. Does that now count as one video on YouTube, or is that like five different potentially discoverable videos as far as how it's seen on the platform?
I would think of it as one video. It has one set of metrics and views, and all the collaborators can see those views and performance numbers inside Studio. Our discovery and recommendation systems, though, understand all those different audiences and will recommend it to the other collaborators' audiences. So that's where the twist is. And so if you are following one of the collaborators, this video will get recommended to you. And really, that's the beauty of the collaboration, is that you get cross-recommended to other audiences as a chance to expand your reach.
Yeah, I love that. I know some people are worried also, like, on the video tab, right, it goes on the video tab of the host, and there's a shelf that collaborators can put on their home tab if they want to show all of their collaborations.
Okay, so there's a host, yeah. And then there's the... So not everybody's a host. Not everybody's treated equally.
You have the person the who collab. Starts the collab, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, we're not going to spam your notifications right now with all, yeah. all
sure,
the collab
sure.
requests.
What about for revenue? Is it the host is tied to their revenue, or is it split?
That's a good question.
Can you go in and say, this guy only did 10% of the work, give him 10% of the revenue?
I mean, that's exactly what we heard from creators as we were working
really?
Through it. So right now, the way it works is the originator, the owner who started the collaboration, is the one that earns the revenue. Creators have asked for, well, is there a way to split? And then there's a conversation like, oh, well, it's not even, because sometimes it's 90-10 or...
Yeah.
And so we haven't gone through the work to build all that out.
Okay. But if you have feedback, we would love to hear it.
Okay. Well, one more question.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go all day with this stuff, but...
This is great.
Can you retroactively do a collab? Like you said, collabs have been a part of YouTube for almost two decades, right? So what if I want to go back and add collaborators to older videos? Is that possible, or is it only for new videos that I make going forward?
So it's possible. You can go back to your archives, and you got quite a bit of videos.
Okay.
You can go back and add collaborators. And maybe there's an opportunity to... give some new energy to those old videos.
I love that.
Waiting for my 2008 collab.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. But I love the idea of being able to share revenue that is earned from a collaborative video that you did with other people, and that money being divided based on some kind of percentage that you set when you upload the video. I think that's a fantastic idea. The rest of that video is very much worth watching or listening to. I will link to it in the show notes so you can check it out in its entirety. That is going to do it for today's episode. If you would like to hear me talk about a topic that may or may not be related to social media for something I call the Wednesday Waffle, stick around after the music.
Let me tell you a couple things that you should know about me. A product manager, but do not have a bachelor's degree. But actually, that's factually a fraction of me. Another fraction's posting content, irregular and irrationally. Still probably won't get a job at the gram. They forgot, they don't know, or don't care who I am. Ooh. That's why you never see me at the parties and events. My lack of followers must make me irrelevant. Yeah. Don't have a course, a book to sell to make a bag of grand. Not a social media marketer, don't represent any brands. Plain to see, don't have an agency, but I got a lot of spam. Just putting in my work without the glitz and glam. Won't catch me eating fish unless it's shrimp or clam. No six pack, no risk that there's a gym card in my hand. Don't have a full time job, but I got a lot of plans. Stay plotting, dropping knowledge on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, hey, thanks for sticking around to hear me talk about something else. So recently, my wife and I had our 20th wedding anniversary, and I got her a few different gifts, but one of them was an idea that I saw on TikTok that made me laugh so much that I had to do it. The person on TikTok was saying that they received a gift from a family member that was a calendar with photos, and when they opened the calendar with photos, it was all pictures of that person asleep around the house. And I thought that was just hilarious. So I went back through my camera roll and I found some really nice pictures of my wife and I where we went to a wedding, where we went to some other event, where we're dressed up. So for the front cover is our wedding picture. January is a very nice picture of us that we took about 15 years ago. The February one is a more recent picture that we took together where we look very nice. March, a more recent picture from a wedding that we went to last year. And then April is a picture of my wife taking a nap. And May is a picture of her passed out in bed. And June, and so on. Up until the January 2027, it has a January 2027, which I did a picture that we just took last month. And on the back cover, another picture that we just took last month. So when I made this calendar, first off, I laughed to myself the entire day that I made it. I just kept laughing. And when I gave it to her, she did not love it. And also, I laughed a lot when I watched her open it. So the long and the short of it is, this is a hilarious gift. If you know somebody in your life who you have pictures of them sleeping, you absolutely should do this. It is well worth it. And sweetheart, if you're listening, sorry that I told the whole internet about the gift I got for you. That is going to do it for the Wednesday Waffle. Thank you for listening to me talk about something else for a little bit.